Welcome, everybody, to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're going to talk about the letter T, T being for timing. So time and being on time and just timing in general, when it comes to this sport, is essential. But you might delve deeper into what you mean by that. I mean, when you're working with clients, you obviously have something very specific in mind around timing. And what's been your experience?
Yeah, it's a great question, Connor, and thank you for the introduction. I'm excited to talk about timing because so many riders have told me my timing was off. I was late in my course walk. I was rushing. I didn't get up on time. And it doesn't matter how good your horse is, how well you've trained during the week, how much all your team behind your horses and all your personal training, if your timing is wrong, it's a disaster. So this is really, really important, discipline on your timing. And I would even ask people to really get focused on your bedtime. What is your bedtime? What's your uptime? A rider yesterday told me her biggest problem is she cannot go to bed on time. And I said, you know, what are the consequences when you don't go to bed in time? She said, well, I don't get up on time. And then if I do get up on time, I'm tired. And I said, how does that affect your whole day? She said, my whole day is flat. It's dull. So the timing is so important, and it's discipline. Discipline, that big D. The timing when you train as well, to be in the course walk, how to understand, to be inside the time. It's all to do with the timing. So many riders just get caught in time faults, and that's one of the biggest challenges when they come to me, that they get caught in time faults. So to train your mind to be inside the time, and that's something really important. I ask riders to write down in their journals to be always inside the time.
Before you kind of go on to that, though, I'm kind of thinking about even myself. I tend to be a night owl, and I know you're very much a morning person. Growing up in a bakery, probably you're out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning doing deliveries or whatever originally. But for me, I tend to be most creative and the most kind of, I don't know, I seem to get a second wind around 11 o'clock at night, and I could be going till 1:30 or 2:00, sometimes editing or whatever I'm doing. But you're right, there's a word that kind of hit home with me there in terms of timing. Like your day, if you don't actually manage your time properly, your day will feel off because you'll just feel exhausted the next day, or your circadian rhythm is off. Like, and then that has the ripple effect throughout the day.
It does. Connor, I understand, you know, and I could easily stay up late watching a movie, but I know, I ask myself, how will I feel in the morning if I don't go to bed? That is a thing I've trained for myself for many years. And it's very easy to get caught on Netflix. So we watch one more. But that small bit of pleasure, it's not worth the pain of feeling flat for the rest of the day. And everybody's affected. It's just, in my world, it's not fair in the horses. It's not fair in your team if you turn up flat as a rider, like low on energy, and everyone else is doing their best. And it's not your fault. Awareness is curative. Like, but when you're aware of my bedtime, now, Sunday night, you go to bed, stay up all night, go to bed whenever you want, because Monday is your day off, which is mainly for riders. Now, the bedtime is probably more important than the uptime, because if you're not getting your hours sleep, and if you're not waking up on time, just everything is off. Then that's one, and so many riders are guilty of not timing it right for to be up on time. Every horse has a different amount of time you need to be up on, and to work out each animal too. I ask riders, you know, what's your time you need to be up? How many out? Some horses need more time, more flat work, more walking, and other horses, they less time. That's really important. The time of the course walk, so many riders would say, I missed the course walk. And in which shows, Connor, classes start earlier and late, and you have to be constantly watching your apps to see if it starts early or if it goes later. You have to be so aware, because if you're not at the ring in time, if you don't give the precious time to walk your course, and I'll talk a lot about visualizing when we get to V, but if you don't have that time, that relaxed time, once you're under pressure, then when it's really over, because you're anxious and everything is stressed and everybody feels, and the team, and most importantly your horse. So the discipline of time, I can't stress it enough, how it stresses people and stresses horses, and the results just go so down. and you can be in a peak state with every other area. You could have the greatest training during the week. You could be as fit and the 10 out of 10 athlete. You can be healthy, hydrated. The same with the horse, but if the timing is wrong, it's a disaster.
It's the energy goes off, and that you go into that frantic, anxious energy under pressure, as you say. So your brain is going a million miles an hour. How do you, and how do you, if you bring that energy to the ring, I can imagine nothing goes well. Then it's always the case, like, you know, when you're late for something, inevitably you get stuck behind a huge lorry or a tractor or something that even slows it down more. It's almost like you manifest
You do manifest it,
the negativity on by bringing that energy to it.
100%. Because what happens to the brain when we're a little bit late, more and more panic, and what we think multiplies. So we have to feel calm, we have to feel organized, and that all comes from preparation, being organized, being planned, and knowing. I always say to riders, you know, what are the consequences if you don't do this? What are the consequences if you're late, if you're not organized and not on time? And I've seen it so many times, and I think every rider is guilty of it. But it's the lessons. It's okay, this, I have to be more precise. I have to be watching everything, because if you're not, and you're even late to the ring, if you're not getting the timing right of your jumps, and if you're rushing to the ring, I can see riders' energies change, and their name is being called, and there's tension, and that just takes from the flow, it takes from the natural rhythm that you and you with your horse should be on.
That's actually the word that kind of hits home with me there now, as you say it. That flow state. You're always trying, I suppose, with any professional sport or any competition, every athlete talks about being in that flow state.
Flow
And
state,
anything that knocks you out of it, and being late and
yeah,
pressure is number one
absolutely,
thing.
absolutely. And anything can happen in the warm up. The warm up mightn't go to plan, but it's getting back into that flow state. Now, when you are late, and sometimes it's no fault of your own, things might break down or something might just happen. But you must realign yourself, and we've covered that with breath work, calm, relaxing breath. Breathing deep into your body so that you can let go of the tension and just come reset yourself.
That's a good point as well. Even, let's say, last night, even my own situation, had to work late until it was about 1:30 in the morning. Today I was flat. That's why this is actually relating to me today. But around lunchtime, I meditated for 1/2 hour, and it's almost like it just felt like a refresh. So you're right, like, even when you have those stressful situations or working or going to bed late or something goes wrong or whatever, that if you can take yourself into that quiet space and meditate, it almost resets the energy again.
Absolutely. Now you understand that not everybody can, you know, have been taught to meditate. Ideally, if you can avoid it. But even taking 3 minutes to repeat calm or quiet or space, you know, come up with something that's comfortable and just center yourself, calm the energy. It's like a horse. If a horse is frantic, you stop the horse and let the horse breathe. And that's what meditation is, really stopping and breathing and connecting. And before we started this, I had a lot on, and I had to center myself to just so that I'm present and I'm focused and I'm ready to be in flow state.
But would I be right in saying that we do it naturally by preparing prior to going into the ring and trying to get the horse into a rhythm and into a
Yes,
flow state
absolutely.
as well, you know? So we should do it for ourselves, like.
Riders are very good at, you know, getting the horse relaxed, but sometimes they're not relaxed, and it's a double whammy because they're a little bit under pressure. And like every rider has been guilty of not having everything in the ring bag, and oops, I forgot that, and they're looking for the simplest of things. But again, to be able to, if you are late and if things are not, just to center yourself, take a breath, and have techniques and tools and tricks to center yourself, so if that does happen, you can actually reset yourself, you know, because this isn't a perfect world, and if things are out of sync, just center yourself, 10 calm, deep breaths, and release. Okay, I'm late, but it's okay. I'm going to center myself again. 3 breaths, 5 breaths, 10 breaths. You know, I'm a big fan of the 20-20 breaths. So when you breathe 20 times, you're focusing on numbers and you're blocking out everything else, and you're just bringing calm. And you'll find that if your horse is nearby, they'll start breathing slower with you.
So what's coming to mind for me, Jim, is you know, things your parents say to you when you're young, that you think are like old wives' tales or kind of sure, what would your parents know, kind of thing. And they always have these kind of weird sayings or whatever. And one of them around time was, my father used to say, an hour before 12 is worth 3 hours after 12. And I thought, sure, like, what are you going to bed at 10 or 1 o'clock in the morning? As long as you get whatever 7 or 8 hours, whatever you feel you need, you should be fine.
Yeah.
But I actually found when I go to bed earlier that I wake up fresher than going to bed at, say, 1 o'clock and then getting up at eight.
Yeah.
By going to bed at 10 and getting up at six, you actually feel better, like, you know what
Yeah,
I mean? So.
absolutely. Well, the science behind it too explains, backs that up, Connor, and early morning in this equestrian world are the golden hours, you know, and it's the early mornings too. And even when people ask me if I wake up at 2 or 4, you know, I woke up, I said, that's great. Visualize, imagine, create. I love when I wake up in the middle of the night, because that's when you're at your best. That's when it's the quietest. That's when you can think. That's when people have come up with great, the picture of winning the class, or they've said, I had the feeling I woke up a certain day in a certain time of the early hours of the morning, and I had this vision. You know, so use it, tap into it. Some people say, oh, I woke up. That's a great thing. I love it. So, but if you don't go to bed early, that's not going to happen.
True, true. So in terms of, is there anything else around time in specific that you are particularly have noticed made a big difference to people's results?
Yes. So first of all, everything to do is when going to bed on time, up on time, and if you can be before time, be waiting, be ready to be first into that walk, course walk. Like if there's a course ready, a walk ready the night before, walk the course the night before, so that you have it done, be up before time, and then you can walk it in the morning. Just be smart on time. And of course, when you're riding, it's all about timing. So it's, you know, is my timing right? Is my connection right with your animal, the balance, the position, all to do with timing, that rhythm, that flow state. Inside of time, and then you need to train to be the fastest time. So there was a rider recently, she had lost her confidence, and we worked through the confidence, and then she was getting clear rounds, and her trainer said, now I want you to competitive. And but she hadn't trained the lines and the angles, and she got it became very uncomfortable to her. And I was watching and I asked her, has she been training at home with pole work and cutting angles and shaving the lines? And she said no. And I said, well, you know, don't be hard on yourself. You know, you've done great, you're getting clears, and now you're being competitive. There's another section, so there's something you need to practice, you know, your turns at home, and it can be poles or small cavalettis, but you need to practice to be inside of time and then the fastest time. So a lot in this sport, you know, it's clear rounds at the fastest time, but you need to train. So the timing is the word T for timing is so important in this sport of equestrian.
And I imagine you have to kind of allocate, block out time for certain things that are non-negotiable, like we would have talked about non-negotiables before,
Yeah.
to make sure it happens, it becomes a habit or something
Yeah,
like that.
non-negotiables. If you say, so this rider that said her problem was going to bed in time, and asked her, what is your time? Let's come up with a non-negotiable time. And she came up with 10 o'clock. And I said, what time do you want to be out at the yard at? And she said, 7 o'clock. So they were her hours. So my job is to remind her, and are you checking in to try and create this new habit? Because we're going to talk about you, and that's going to be all about being uncomfortable to create new habits, and that's a good thing. But she is to create this new habit. It's because she's this habit of a lifetime of just being bad, and it affects everybody in the yard. You know, everybody is wondering, oh God, what time? And it's just not professional. You know, professionalism, and you're a leader in this sport. You know, the rider, when you have a team around you, you have to show up your best.
Yeah, another thing that comes to mind is there is something special about being the first up, isn't there? Up at the dawn,
Yeah.
kind of, there is a little bit of an ego boost to it too, going, well, everybody else is in bed and I'm up, you know.
Yeah,
There's a bit of that to it too.
there's always something nice, but it is, you feel great, you know, being up early and being and disciplined to get up. You know, you can get up and you can fall back to sleep again. You know, wake up, get up, you know, and make sure when that alarm goes off that that's your rule, that you're getting up and you're not snoozing. Yes, I'd often ask riders, are you guilty of snoozes? Oh my God, I have so many snooze buttons. But what happens there is you're really just loosening your focus. You're not being disciplined. You're not saying, I'm going to get up. And like when you get up and you do something, go in and have a shower, cold shower if you can, that just sets your day up. It just brings you're waking up yourself, and you're going to get so much more done.
That's actually something we should probably talk about. So I know different people have different techniques. A cold shower now isn't the most exciting thing to me, and to be honest, at 4 o'clock in the morning. But what is a bit easier is just something fresh, like that you put your phone not alongside the bed where you can snooze it, that it's at the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Like when you do get up, you brush your teeth, and the freshness of the brushing your teeth just wakes you up a bit. Maybe just throwing water on your face, and we could progress to a cold shower, but I don't think I'm up for that yet.
Okay. Yeah, but the quicker you can wake yourself up, the better. The quicker you can get going, but being disciplined to getting up on time. And if you go to bed in time, it's far easier. I gave a talk and I asked everybody to talk to the person beside them, decide their new up time or your new bedtime. What time, like, have they decided it's more important than getting up? Because everyone, in this horse world has to get up. But it's more important to what time you go to bed at and have that discipline muscle and keep building it and sticking to it.
So when people are stressed out and are like what can you help them with in terms of a meditation that would, because I think that's the most important thing. All right, we can probably discipline ourselves to go to bed early and get that tool right. But when it's when chaos is all around you and something's gone wrong, you've forgotten something or someone's done something wrong, and then you miss your course or your course walk or whatever it is that's throwing you off and knocking you out of that flow state. Maybe you could bring us through a meditation around time.
Yeah. So before I begin it, Connor, you're right. We have to see how much time we've got. Like even if you have 30 seconds, I'm a big fan, you have to set your phone to and focus on those 30 seconds. Oh, yeah, I'm going to think for 30 seconds. Your mind is going to bring you off in another place, when it guaranteed, especially if you're late. All the stress, your brain is faster. So you have to set your phone, take your phone, say, I'm going to give myself a minute, even 30 seconds. Now I'm a big 3 minute, three, a power of three. It's how we learn best in threes. But I'm always like 3 minutes, and I set my phone. I'm amazed how many times I have to reset it because my brain is gone, and and reset it again. And after 3 minutes, like I'm nearly a different level of flow state within 3 minutes. If you can do 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, great. But in a busy day of the horse world, if you don't get it in early in the morning, like there's so many things going on, it's very hard. But if you can get them, 30 seconds, a minute, 3 minutes, that's all you need to reset. So I want to do the meditation to bring us into that place and to explain the importance of it as I speak through it. I love you all to take this time for yourself. This is all about you. Closing your eyes, if you're in that safe place where you can sit and be in this quietness. Breathing calmly in, become aware of your breath, witness your breath, watch your breath, feel your breath, slowing your whole body down. Breathing in consciously and breathing out consciously through your whole body. Giving yourself permission to this sigh of the biggest breath you've taken in today so far. And releasing it with ease, feeling your mind relax, your right arm, left arm relax, shoulders drop. Feel your brain, your head, your mind relax. Give her permission to feel ease and flow, your upper body, your lower body, right leg, left foot, breathing in calm, relaxing energy. Feel a smile come over your face. Feel your forehead relax. Feel the sigh of releasing. Knowing the best time of your life is this time. It's a conscious decision. What time is it? The best time of my life. As you breathe, feel this time, this moment, this second. This word, the most precious moment, present moment. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery. Right now is the present, which is the gift of time. Noticing, witnessing your rested body, knowing this time, as you quieten your mind, it's the most important time. I'm promising yourself that you will go to bed in time, up in time, be before time, beyond time, before time, inside the time, and the fastest time. Have fun with this word. Embrace this word, enjoy this word, like this word, love this word. Its timing is everything. The discipline of time will become the pleasure of time. Having the mindset to understand the heart, how important it is to be relaxed, and relaxation comes and calmness comes when you have the timing right. The importance of timing, the respect you give yourself, to make time for yourself, to make time for your body, to go to bed early, to get up early, to be before time, inside the time, on time, the fastest time. Become aware of the importance of this muscle, this exercise, this discipline, this tool, this technique, this system, this strategy of time. Make it your best friend. From 1 to 2, 2 to 3, feeling this new awareness, this new tool, this new technique, this new muscle of time, managing your time. Again, bend time, up in time, knowing the benefit of time, knowing the benefit of being inside the time, the fastest time. It all comes back to the right timing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, enjoy this new learning. You're going to have the time of your life when you master your time even better. 8, 9, and 10. Well done. Well done. Well done.
Thank you, Jim, for yet again another great meditation. This has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, next week we're going to speak about the word being uncomfortable. So for the letter U, and that's all about being outside your comfort zone and how we can grow.